The guy who purchased the Warrens' home with Matt Rife. Elton Castay on the show now. Does anyone else hear that music?
So what?
What music?
Elton, good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, guys.
What? Do you recognize this music?
Maybe.
It's the Conjuring.
It's coming from inside the house. Get out! Get out!
Are you in the house right now?
I'm in the living room right now.
Oh, my God.
Now you got to go to the lawn
before
you
talk.
You got cojones, man.
Dude.
Big cojones.
Oh.
I got to sleep here every night now.
Seriously?
You do?
Oh, wow. I go to hotels.
I mean, I don't have to, but it's more fun.
Right.
You know? Oh, okay. That's you're into it. Yeah. See, I'm not into it.
That's fun. Well, that's
it'd be weird if I wasn't into it. It'd be very odd if I didn't enjoy this.
I want to start with why.
Okay. I mean, yeah. The why is, I mean, just straight up no jokes aside, like, the greatest paranormal investigators and the legacy they created possible, like literally my entire career and my friendship with a majority of my friends and even how I kind of bonded with my now wife and all of these things are because of Ed and Lorraine Warren. And to have an actual opportunity to be any part of it was insane, let alone be able to buy the home and then also be the caretaker for all the artifact museum items. It's just like, unreal. Like, no jokes aside, that's the why.
You're into it.
Yeah.
And this
yeah.
is the jewel.
Right.
The crown jewel yeah. right. of this world.
And you're the perfect person for it, yes.
How did you said you bonded with your wife over this. How did you meet her?
Well, so we met in elementary school, but I think because she has a weird obsession with serial killers. You mean it wouldn't have worked if she wasn't okay with my right. love of paranormal, because her, in my opinion, her love is even weirder and more unsettling than mine.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't have this hobby or yeah. passion
yeah.
and be with someone who thinks it's dopey.
Exactly.
Wouldn't
yeah,
work.
It just doesn't work, especially, yeah, absolutely
now,
not.
When you met her in elementary school, were you...
Yeah, she still loves serial killers then, too.
She yeah. was drawing, like, weirdo pictures on her book covers.
The John Wayne Gacy yeah, lunchbox.
Exactly, yeah.
That's a clown.
Wow.
I was afraid of clowns, and she was hoping one would abduct her.
So,
oh, no.
She's,
no. It's perfect.
So you've been friends with Tony Spira and with Dan Rivera, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
When did and who approached you about buying the house?
So basically, I always wanted to film, right, the Warren's house, the museum, things like that. We've been trying since... I think we started early 2018 and then Lorraine passes 2019. We paused for a little bit and then we kept trying. And Ginger would email and message Dan on Facebook, I think like every single month for basically like 2.5-3 years. And that was like 4 years ago. We were the first YouTubers to ever film in the house in the museum. Cut to 2 years later, I lived here again for like 5 straight nights on a 24/7 charity live stream where I lived in the museum on the floor, slept underneath Annabelle.
Anything weird happen during that period?
Yeah, I mean, we were hearing, like, scratches on the roof. Like, I mean, you hear, like, all these crazy whistles and screams. And then, of course, you have all the paranormal investigation devices, and that's a whole new world of things to unbox. But, I mean, even literally right now, I don't know what the hell just happened, but something just tapped on the wall behind me. Not even kidding. So you just kind of get used to it. And so, yeah, I did that whole charity stream. We raised, like, $500,000 for Feeding America during that, which is pretty nuts. And then, you know... Fast forward another 2 years, I get a text from Dan this last April, basically going, "Hey, dude, do you want to buy a house?"
It's a house, but you knew what he was talking about.
It's on Realtor.com. Exactly. Yes, yes.
Dan always wanted to like kind of toy you around a little bit and make it more fun for him.
He was great. So we miss him. He used to come up on the show with
yeah.
Tony and
good guy.
I got to tell you, mm-hmm. you know, I know we're saying natural causes, but Dan was 54, and
yeah.
it's just don't you think? It's weird that he's traveling
yeah.
with the most dangerous doll on Earth, and he dies suddenly.
Yeah, I'll politely have no comment on that if
gotcha.
You don't mind.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just
I agree. It is very strange and it's very unfortunate, and just happy that I'm able to help out his wife and his youngest son as much as I can.
That's very good.
Yeah, very
that's
nice
the,
yeah.
the silver lining in this.
Yeah, very nice.
Elton Castay is on. He bought the Warren home with Matt Rife. Now, are you and Matt equal partners on the house?
Yeah.
And then you're leasing the rights to the things in the museum? That's what I kind of got from your video.
Yeah, the legal simple way of putting it would be like they're leasing it. We're considered the legal guardians, but yeah, if you wanted to look at it the other way, it's like, yeah, we're leasing all of the items for the next 5 years minimum, as we work towards opening up a public commercial museum, as in like a museum on commercial property where we can actually have day tours, because the home is a home. So we can't like let people in for, you know, $20 an hour.
Oh, we know. Yeah. We've been living it.
Yeah.
We've had the fights on the air with the neighbors calling in while Tony's on the air.
And we went through every possible caveat person. I mean, talking to the first selectman, talking to zoning and city commission. I mean, absolutely. There wasn't a single thing we did unless we 100% knew it was permissible and legal. And even now we're doing changes and upgrades to things that we're not required to do, but we want to do to make things as simple. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure what that is. The simplest.
Are you
possible.
Hearing noises right now?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I'd go outside for a while.
It's more fun in here.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just with Duchess or something.
Yeah. I'm like,
as long as those things don't come through the phone.
Right. Right.
Oh. Well, I mean, I can try if you want.
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of busy today.
And every time you or Matt talk about the items in the museum, you say we're leasing for at least 5 years, which sounds like there's an option built into this to where if you at the end of 5 years want to do it again,
extend it,
you already have the terms in place. All you have to do is just say yes.
Correct. Yeah. The goal was, because this kind of all came very quickly. I mean, it's really only been a few months since like the first phone call happened, that it's just to make sure that we could get a property in Monroe, get it up and going. And then basically that was kind of there for our safety in case we couldn't find the right property. We couldn't make it work. But
did you find the location for the museum yet?
Yes.
Okay.
We're under contract right now with one. Yeah.
And it's in Monroe?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. When do you think you'll announce the location?
If all goes well, according to our closing schedule, it should be Halloween.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Perfect timing.
Honestly, we're aiming for Dan's birthday next year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so, man, that's beautiful.
Nice tribute. Nice nod. Yeah.
May 22nd next year. Yeah, that's our goal.
You know, I know you guys are going to handle things correctly. But I'm more concerned. What do you think is more dangerous than the Annabelle doll in there?
My opinion, from the one thing I've encountered, is the shadow doll, to me, is even when I stayed there for the 5 days straight, was the one item that caused the most like real world havoc. During that stream, we had a periodic kind of escalation of things happen, which I've never been able to understand. And like no one's been able to understand, to a point where everyone just assumed it could not have been possible. But we had a bunch of technical difficulties during our stream, like internet cutting out. And then we had the router in the house actually like completely go out. It started smoking. It burnt out. And then Monroe itself had an internet outage. And when you looked at the coverage map, the epicenter of the outage was pinned basically on Knollwood Street.
Wow.
And it was like a 5 mile radius with like the epicenter at Knollwood.
Dude.
And while we were in the museum during the stream, everything we were getting on like our paranormal investigation equipment was basically saying, I'm the one doing this from the perspective of a shadow doll.
Okay.
And we just completely burnt out our entire control system that we had been running for like 5 days. I've never seen anything like that to this day. And like,
so,
and to me that was pretty insane.
Yeah. Wow. That's creeping me out. Just hearing it. Elton Casté is,
if they could go through the phone. Sorry.
In the Warren house right now, as we speak, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, there's two movies here already, new movies in this whole under the Warren umbrella. One is, you know, poor Dan traveling with this doll.
Yeah.
And then the next one is these guys take control of the museum and something happens and all these things learn how to communicate with one another.
Right.
And join forces.
Right.
Yeah. Some kind of a spell is broken or something and they join forces.
Like a supernatural friend.
It's like a super friend. Yeah. It's like Justice League.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And,
yeah,
and it's a power that like no one's ever dealt with before.
I love it. I love it. I'm seeing the Warner Brothers people today. I'm going to pitch them on this for you.
Do it.
Yes.
Okay. When you walked into the Warren's house, what's in the bedrooms? Are there clothes still there? Are there all of their personal items?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, everything is, it's a time capsule. I don't want there to be a single item in here that could be taken. And as we prepare to open this museum, we want everything there. We're going to recreate this house like to the millimeter, down to photos, down to paranormal evidence, down to files from the Amityville case.
What's in the fridge?
a lot of Red Bulls to keep me up till 5.
Nice. Deviled eggs.
This fell into the right hands. It would be a shame if it didn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it has such great history. They've just been such a great part of the community here. So I'm glad to hear that, you know, it's someone who's meticulously going through this stuff, cataloging it, going to recreate it,
right,
and honor it.
Yes.
Now, I have some suggestions for you.
Okay. Gift shop.
First thing you need to put outside the house is a holy water fire hydrant.
Nice.
Dude, ooh. I'm really close to you already, and what just got delivered today.
Is that right?
Wow, okay.
It's not a fire hydrant, but it's a holy water, like a fountain, like a big, like, you know, what you'd see outside of a cathedral fountain.
Yes!
Oh, man. I'm not even kidding. I just saw the box.
The waiver has to be pretty thick.
Yeah.
Like, if you come and visit this house, you have nightmares.
Right.
It's on you.
Yeah. 666 pages minimum.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, hammer it
That's
home.
Great. All right, you got it. You don't need my help.
Yep.
But we want to have you back on. I know you have contractors coming in, so we want to let you go. But we want to have you back and consider this an open door anytime you want to talk to the community.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime you guys want to chat, let me know. This is fun. I enjoy it.
What's that? Phil, is that you? Freaking me out, man.
Is that you guys, or is that in my house?
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
I have no idea.
I don't know if it's coming from the studio or
I'm going to scream and run.
Yeah. Elton, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
For sure, guys. Pleasure talking to you.
All right, you too.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.